Harper Children's Audio presents By the Shores of Silver Lake by Laura Ingalls Wilder, read by Cherry Jones. Unexpected Visitor. Laura was washing the dishes one morning when old Jack, lying in the sunshine on the doorstep, growled to tell her that someone was coming. She looked out and saw a buggy crossing the gravelly ford of Plum Creek. "Ma," she said, "it's a strange woman coming." Ma sighed. She was ashamed of the untidy house, and so was Laura. But Ma was too weak, and Laura was too tired, and they were too sad to care very much. Mary and Carrie and Baby Grace and Ma had all had scarlet fever. The Nelsons across the creek had had it, too, so there had been no one to help Pa and Laura. The doctor had to come every day. Pa did not know how he could pay the bill. Far worst of all, the fever had settled in Mary's eyes, and Mary was blind. She was able to sit up now, wrapped in quilts and Ma's old hickory rocking chair. All that long time, week after week, when she could still see a little, but less every day, she had never cried. Now she could not see even the brightest light anymore. She was still patient and brave. Her beautiful golden hair was gone. Pa had shaved it close because of the fever, and her poor shorn head looked like a boy's. Her blue eyes were still beautiful, but they did not know what was before them, and Mary herself could never look through them again to tell Laura what she was thinking without saying a word.